the War of the Roses this morning. Is this a crazy coincidence, or do we have a cheater here? On the phone with us is Sarah. Sarah?
Hey.
Is this your husband that you think is cheating, or who is this?
Yeah, it's my husband. We've been married for 13 years.
Okay, and the interesting thing is, you think he's cheating possibly with your coworker?
Yeah, one of my coworkers is a woman that he used to date, and that's been a really uncomfortable situation for me. And I just recently heard from another coworker, they overheard this woman that he used to date talking about how she's seeing a new guy, and she's really excited about it, and I think it's my husband.
And it's the way that they described the relationship, or you heard about the relationship, everything sounds like your husband.
It does. So this woman that he used to date was saying that her new boyfriend just got a new car and my husband just got a new car. And she was saying it was a Jeep and my husband's car is a Jeep. It just really sounds like him to me.
It's really interesting to think that you have to work with this person. So not only is this going to be an awkward situation where you're going to be calling your husband up to see where he's going to send a dozen free roses, but you're also accusing a coworker of cheating with your husband.
Well, the really hard part, too, is that he had cheated with her in the past. This was like, it was a few years ago, and we worked through it. We went to counseling. It made it extra hard for me to see her at work, but I worked it out with my husband, but he has cheated with her before, and that's why I just really feel like it started up again.
Wow. He doesn't work with you guys, right?
He doesn't. No, just his ex-girlfriend.
So he met this woman through you in your work?
They had dated before we got married, and like I was always a little bit jealous kind of while we were talking about getting married, but he said no, it was all over, it was finished. And then we moved, and I got a new job, and I started working with her, and so we had contact with her again, and I talked to him about it at the time. He told me not to worry about it, but then he did end up cheating with her.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy? We're going to be calling up your husband. We're going to be seeing where he sends a dozen free roses. We're hoping that the flowers go to Sarah. I want you to hang on the phone, mute your phone, and let us just do the call just to see where he sends them.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, don't say anything. Mute the phone. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Paul?
This is Paul.
Hi, Paul. My name is Nicole, and I'm calling from a new online floral company called rosesbloom.com. I'm actually calling with an offer for some free flowers for you. Do you have, like, less than 60 seconds to answer two survey questions? We're going to give you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that can be shipped out today to the person of your choice anywhere in the country, totally free of charge to you. New business, just trying to get our name out there. Totally free.
Free? All right, I guess I do.
Okay. Have you purchased flowers in the last 6 months, Paul?
No.